I open the Senate Committee on Rules for March 24th, 2009. I will open a hearing on SB 660. Can the committee staff please give a brief report?
Senate Bill 660 will authorize state employees to voluntarily request that their payroll have a deduction for purposes of donating to the Oregon State Capital Foundation. It continuously appropriates monies to the foundation for purposes of enhancing and embellishing the state capital and preserving the capital's history. The bill does carry a subsequent referral to the Ways and Means Committee. We have statements that there is no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Are we in work session?
Not yet.
Too bad. Because I was going to move that we take the fiscal from 660 and move that into Senate Bill 30. Solve the problem.
Senator, I've opened the public hearing. Senator Atkinson, would you like to address the committee here, or would you like to go down there?
I'm tired of walking, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
I'll sit here.
Okay, would you like to talk about the bill for
certainly
a few minutes?
This is a good bill, very simple. It was brought to my attention that this couldn't be done, and there is an active community that works inside of our beloved Capitol building that would like to have this as an option. And so I was more than happy to write the bill, and then incidentally we wrote, just by thinking it through, the -1 amendments, which allows it to take effect immediately. So it's a very simple bill. I don't know why it would have a fiscal, but I would urge us to move it. And if
okay.
It puts a few more shekels inside the Capital Foundation, all the better.
We do not appear to have the -1 amendments.
Oh, here.
Hide the ball.
I didn't realize I was hiding.
You can adopt it, but not pass it out of committee.
Even if it's just an emergency clause?
Yes.
Oh.
What happened?
Oh. Why don't we do this?
Why don't we?
Okay, since we're kind of informal here and we're waiting for other work to be done, I'm going to close. Is there anyone else who wants to testify on SB 660? No one else.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
I mean, Sarah's question. You mentioned, Mr. Chair, it carries a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, and we have a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact. So my question is, wouldn't we ask, once we move this bill, to remove that? Because
that is actually the motion that I had prepared.
However, I should have known.
However,
now that he's introduced an amendment, we can't move the bill, right? Because he played hide the ball instead of giving it to us in time.
I thought you had it.
Here, mistake.
It's very simple. It adds an emergency clause.
Senator Atkinson, since we are now in a work session, maybe I could suggest something. Since the emergency clause could be added in the House, since I already have a motion prepared to request that the
subsequent referral
be taken away. And I would be prepared to move it without the emergency clause today. And the emergency clause could be added in the House.
Then we'd have to vote on it twice, wouldn't we?
I'd just have to concur on it.
Okay. Giddy up, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Would you like to make the motion?
I would, Mr. Chair. I would move that Senate Bill 660 be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded.
Okay. It's been moved that SB 660 be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation and the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded. Any discussion? Any objections to the motion? Motion passes. Senator Atkinson, would you like to carry?
I'd be delighted.
Okay. Now we will go to SB 780. Madam Administrator.
Yes. Senate Bill 780 will reduce the number of legislators appointed to the Asset Forfeiture Oversight Committee from 6 to 4. And we also, have a statement that there is no revenue impact and no fiscal impact.
Ms. Pollack, would you please, we've opened a public hearing. You seem to be the lone person that testifies before this committee on a regular basis, so... please proceed at your leisure.
Chair Devlin, or should I say Chair Atkinson, according to the signs on in front of you. members of the committee, for the record, my name is Sasha Pollack. I work in Senate President Peter Courtney's office. Senate Bill 780 comes from... as a little bit of background, this relates to the Asset Forfeiture Oversight Committee, which is a sub-committee of the Criminal Justice Commission. The Criminal Justice Commission, for comparison, has one senator and one representative on it. The Asset Forfeiture Oversight Commission has three of each on it. The Senate Bill 780 simply reduces that number to two on either side. The Speaker of the House is aware of this bill as well. Senator Courtney appoints 77 members of his of the Senate to various boards and commissions at this point in time. I know there are other boards and commissions that are being looked at to add to that roster right now, so that could increase. And that is only the active boards and commissions. As you all know, there are only 30 members, so that does require some heavy lifting of all of you. And Senator Courtney felt that perhaps this Asset Forfeiture Oversight Committee could be sufficiently served with two members rather than three from each of the chambers.
Any questions from Ms. Polk? Yes, Senator Farrell.
Could I arrange to be one of the members removed from the Asset Forfeiture? I'm kidding, Mr. Chairman.
any additional questions? Seeing none, thank you.
Can I just clarify?
Yes.
Members of the committee, there are actually only two appointed members from the Senate on the Asset Forfeiture Oversight Committee. We prepared for this so no one would get their feelings hurt and have to be removed from the commission. So,
oh, that's
just
special.
So you know.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would wish to testify? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Senator Atkinson, would you do the honors? And I'll open a work session.
I really like the whole script deal. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 780 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, it has been moved to move Senate Bill 780 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, any objection? Seeing no objection, motion passes. Who would like to carry this bill? Don't all...
Jenny wants to.
Oh, yes. Jenny was late. Senator Burdick, would you do me the honor of carrying SB 780?
Senator Devlin, I would be thrilled.
Okay.
The union is safe.
Okay. Can we...
Thanks, Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Any objections? We have that. Motion passes. Senator Burdick will... Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can we, if the committee would be at ease for just about 1 minute.
I'm sorry, because I didn't have time, I was just going to work from this and just kind of give a highlight in general. So refining the scope, clarifying the amendments, and the recording and...
Yeah.
So this can kind of do a little bit higher level. Is that
yeah,
like?
That would be fine. Actually, I'll take my sign back.
Do that. did you put anything together?
No, I think actually both caucuses have seen the complete summary that we did.
Mostly just to illustrate.
I think it's just at the request of. Senator Ferriero.
Did you already finish the Bill 30?
Not yet. We're almost finished. Okay, if we come back to order.
I did get a rough out of that guy.
What we're going to do at this point is we're going to open a hearing on SB 30. Have the committee administrator just go through the highlights of what's being done with the amendment that's before you. The amendment isn't significantly different from probably what you've seen before. There's just some corrected language. It actually, in each of the Senate caucuses, they've had an overview of the bill in detail, and that detail is still accurate for what is actually in the bill. So if I open a public hearing on SB 30, if you would just give a brief overview of the highlights of SB 30.
Okay. And just officially, the original bill removed a requirement to list names of relatives and members of household, and that content is still in the amendment, but the amendment does replace the entire measure. In general, it clarifies the scope of gift limits, clarifies they apply when the source has a legislative or administrative interest in the public official but not in the public official's agency. It clarifies that a legislative or administrative interest lies in a decision or vote of the public official. Then it turns to the topics of gift limits. There were some changes made in 2007, and there are several clarifications made in this amendment relating to when officials can attend receptions, when they can receive fact-finding missions and convention trips from 501c3 organizations. It also removes the entertainment ban that was put in 2007, but does make entertainment subject to all gift limits. And it clarifies that gift limits don't apply when a public official or their relatives receive gifts given as part of the customary practice of their private employment or volunteer work. A number of changes were made in reporting to the Ethics Commission. It eliminates quarterly reporting, but adds that quarterly report content into the annual statement of economic interest. It adds a number of officials to the list of those that must file annual statements of economic interest. It removed the 2007 reporting requirement that you show income of the five most significant sources, and instead went to just listing sources that produce 10% or more of your household income. And it did remove the requirement to list names of relatives or members of household, and it also prohibits going forward the Ethics Commission from disclosing any names that were previously reported. For the Ethics Commission itself, there are a number of changes. It does allow a good faith exemption for public officials when they rely on, in good faith, on the Ethics Commission manual or on advisory opinions issued by ethics staff. And it also delays until 2013 the requirement that the Commission develop the electronic filing system. There's some other changes, too, but a few are that it does conform throughout the application of ethics laws to both public officials and candidates throughout the chapter, and finally recognizes the work that public officials provide and recognizes certain expected ethical standards of conduct. And it does declare an emergency and take effect on passage. And we have a statement of no revenue impact, and we are waiting for the fiscal impact.
Any questions from the committee? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify? Seeing no one in the audience, no questions from the committee. I'm going to close the public hearing, and I'm going to recess the committee until 5:30.
Where is dinner?